This is Effrey Throle. You're listening to Frank Prattle. This is a special edition for the Huffington Post. We're live here in the Lower East Side. It's a bumpin' Sunday night, although it's we have some goth rockers who have rolled up on us and are spreading their dark ways. I'm here with Dara Greenwald, leaning against a building side. And hi, Dara.
Hi, Zephyr.
So you're part of Creative Times Summit that's coming up on discussing social justice and things like that. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what it is that you do.
Well, I am a media artist, and I work collectively and collaboratively on most of my projects, although I do have an individual practice as well. A lot of the work I do is about the history of social movements, and then that takes many different forms. That can be public art projects, or that can be exhibitions or writing.
And so this is going to be a fairly rapid-fire event that Creative Time is hosting this summit. Mm-hmm. It's, I believe, presenters in the 30s, maybe 35 around there, I think, and each are going to have about 7 minutes to present. So that's fast. I mean, especially for people who, you know, dedicate their entire life to something, to explain it in 7 minutes is near ludicrous, but at the very least, real fast. So tell us a little bit about what you're going to talk about then.
Well, we've actually been instructed to talk about only one project. So it's actually quite a challenging, it's a challenging proposition for me. I really like to give a lot of context to things, and I feel that showing one project doesn't really articulate what it is that we are doing. But because of the limitations of time and et cetera, I'm just going to show a recent project that we did called Specters of Liberty, and you can see it online at spectersofliberty.com. So if you can't make it to the Creative Time Summit because it's sold out, you can check out pretty much what I'll be presenting there. Basically, it's a project about hidden histories and histories of resistance to oppression in a small town I was living in prior to now, which was called Troy, New York, and it was about the history of militant abolitionism in that town.
Given that it's such a short, you know, time period, that it's 7 minutes, you get on the stage, you get off, and then, you know, my guess is you're expected to kind of go around and speak to the audience, you know, kind of informal Q&A, things like that, you know, just rubbing elbows with people who have paid to get in and talk to them. What do you feel the goals of this summit are? I mean, they say it's about social justice. How do you feel as an artist who deals with this on a daily basis? How do you feel that this is going to be effective, not effective?
I can't really say. I think that it'll be effective in bringing a bunch of people together who haven't been together before in that room. People who haven't met or don't know about each other's projects will just be a sharing of ideas. There's a complicated relationship between art and social justice.
You've spoken to me before about social activists not trusting artists all the way, especially to collaborate with them, that there's a bit of friction there. So talk a little bit about that as well when you talk.
Oh, well, I think that was a specific conversation related to artists coming to town trying to work, artists saying like, oh, well, these social justice organizations would definitely want to be part of our project. And my question is always like, well why? Just because you're artists? Is that the reason they'd want to participate? I don't know. I think that at moments when the conditions are right for a social movement, that leaks into all aspects of society, that the artist's role in that moment can be very different than it is at this current moment in New York City that I'm in.
When I think about social justice, what immediately leaps to mind is, you know, what's wrong with the world, but more specifically, what's wrong with New York City? And so tell me what you think about when you think about problems facing our city.
Well, I tend to think systemically about problems, and also radically in the sense that looking at what are the roots of these problems. And when you start to look systemically and at the roots of things, you begin to see large structural issues that you could maybe alleviate some problem, but it would not eradicate the cause of that problem, which is a systemic one. So there's all these multiple systems of oppression. I mean, for me, I do feel that the economic system under which we live, capitalism, is unsustainable for me personally, as well as for many, for most people, the majority of the people on the earth and in New York, as well as for the earth. When you ask me what my biggest issue is in New York, it's kind of a self-centered issue. I wouldn't say it's self-centered, actually, it's community-centered. It's how are we going to survive? How are we going to pay our rent? And how are we going to feed ourselves, etc.? Just, you know, reproduce our daily lives and be able to pay for it. Because as artists, it's just, I find that I'm constantly doing work that I don't get paid for. And of course I want to do it, but I also need to pay the rent. It's really difficult. And so when I think about New York, I think about how a big issue is whether I can actually even stay here. And so it's kind of hard in some ways to like really invest in working on issues in New York when I can't figure out a way to do what I need to do, what is my life's work, and also be able to pay my rent.
When you have your 7 minutes, what is the thing that you're hoping people will take away from your talk? Like, if you could distill it down to be like, here's a message, you know? Here's an effective message that I'm trying to give you. What would that be?
I think that's a really hard question.
Granted, that's a toughie. I hear you.
I think it's a hard proposal in terms of the format, for me at least. I don't think I have a message. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm sure I have messages, but I don't have like a slogan that I'm going to be putting forth, except, you know, that we need to look at history and unpopular ideas that existed in history that were later adopted as kind of common sense.
We're here in the Lower East Side with Dara Greenwald. She's talking about the Creative Times Summit that's coming up on Friday, the 23rd of October, 2009. And thank you so much.
Thank you, Zephyr.